It's a long speech because the character has a lot to say. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. That's my beginning. I'm now going to carry on for at least 40 lines because I have a lot to say.
Teaching Shakespeare in the classroom can be a challenge. English professor Ros King and Patrick Sanford, artistic director at the Nuffield Theatre, set out to give teachers a few ideas of how to interpret the classic texts through workshops at the University of Southampton. How should Lady Macbeth persuade her husband to kill?
Tell them.
If you really loved me, you'd kill him.
Your mind's already made up. You wouldn't have sent me that letter if it hadn't been made up.
You can't even give me children.
You have my spine.
Two teachers got their chance to deliver a speech on stage.
Stay, you imperfect speakers. And tell me more. By senior's death, I know I am thin of glamis. But how of cordial?
Dost thou love me? I know that will say I, and I will take thee at thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayest prove false.
Juliet was Sophie Clark from St. Swithin's School in Winchester.
Nervous, standing up in front of English teachers, wondering about how I'm going to interpret the language, but really enjoyed it. It was nice to learn about how Patrick might interpret Juliet and how he might go about working with particular groups of actors or a particular actress.
And useful when you get back to school?
Really useful, because I'm teaching Shakespeare all the time and I'll probably be directing Shakespeare in the next year, so really nice to learn about different approaches.
The teachers, around 40 of them from schools throughout the southeast, were inspired.
I think I found Patrick's workshop really, really interesting because I'm an English teacher, I'm not a drama teacher.
I really liked Roz's activities based on analysing the language. I like the way that groups work together to physically represent a line from a speech, and so that it brings the images alive to the students, and I think they would enjoy that kind of physical interaction.
It's given me a bit of confidence in order to be able to give confidence to boys that I teach, because they are very reluctant learners. And so I think some of the activities, the simple activities that we've done this morning, both with Roz and with Patrick, I think I could use those in my classroom situation, and I'm going to have a go.
Well, I just qualified as a teacher, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to get some additional experience in before starting my first four-year teaching.
I come from quite a challenging school, so the language is immediately a barrier to my pupils. So I came seeing if there are any new strategies I could try to break down that initial barrier to the language to start with.
Ros King urges teachers to take new approaches with the words.
I hope that they'll get the idea that it's worth spending time on small bits of text, that you can play all sorts of games with a speech. You can turn it into movement because the words are about movement. You can think about the way it's constructed by the rhetorical links in it. They can think about the technical aspects of the writing and get that into movement that they can get their children excited by. I think people can be terrified by words like rhetoric and grammar and iambic pentameter. But, of course, there are some technical things that if you as a teacher are confident about and know what you're talking about, you can actually find ways of getting those building blocks into your teaching so that the students can pick it up and start to enjoy it.
And one of those teachers, Brendan Mulcahy, says attention to detail is worth it.
You can start with a line, you can start with a phrase, you can start with a scene, with an idea, you can start with an image, you can start with chant. A drum, Macbeth doth come. It's irresistible. You know, it's a heartbeat. Definitely, it's always about moving from page to stage. That's when you've got them.
It's part of the University of Southampton's programme to take education outside the seminar room.